The studio this morning, we've got our friends over at the Warren Henderson Farm Bureau, Gina Sandberg, Jake Armstrong, and you've got a new friend, too.
We sure do. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Of course. Can you introduce Ashlyn?
Take it away, Jake.
Yep. So we have Ashlyn Quinn here. She is going to be our new manager. Gina is going to be leaving us at the beginning of March, and we have hired Ashlyn to be the replacement. So I'll turn it over to Ashlyn just to tell her a little bit about herself.
Hi, good morning. I'm Ashlyn. I'm a Monmouth native, so I'm very excited to come back to the agriculture community around here and give back when they gave me so much.
So tell us a little bit about what you've been up to, like what kind of got you interested in taking this position at the Farm Bureau?
Of course. So, like I said, I grew up in this area, come from farming background with my family. So I did, you know, 4-H and FFA throughout school and high school. And then I went on to the University of Illinois. I got a degree in natural resources. So I have always been wanting to, you know, come back into agriculture somehow. And I chose studied soil and water was kind of my main focus. And then, you know, this position came open, which isn't necessarily that, but I'm pretty excited to come back in a different way and help to support, you know, the community that I rely on. So,
and Gina, you're going to still be in the community, not necessarily in this leadership position anymore, still serving the ag community, though.
Yes, absolutely. I will not be leaving by any means. So I'm leaving so I can get more involved in our family farm just outside town here. So I will still be around, still be very supportive of Farm Bureau. It's an organization I very much believe in, and I'm excited to still help out however I can. And as I told Jake and Ashlyn, I'm just a phone call away. So I look forward to working with both of them and continuing to see everyone in the community in the future.
So how's that transition process between managers?
So that starts Monday, so we will see.
Okay.
We were lucky enough Gina's staying around to do some training and some transitioning between the two. I think it will go smoothly. This will be my first manager transition as a president, so it's just going to be new for all of us, and we're just going to have to learn throughout. But I have faith that between Ashlyn and Gina, they'll have a productive week next week, and then Ashlyn and I can just keep the ball rolling from here on out.
Well, actually, it started now because she's doing the radio interview.
Yes, this was her first quote-unquote assignment, so that yes. was made well known last week when we were signing the contract. Just, hey, heads up, you need to be on the radio Friday. It was like, oh, fun. This is neat.
So, congratulations, and we look forward to working more with you, Ashlyn. I know we just kind of changed it up a little bit, but Jake, as you were explaining, you've got your farmer State of the Union here.
Yeah, it's not a positive one right now. This is going to be a shock to all of you in ag, but the phone at the elevator has not been ringing with the prices they are. It's not been a very fun time to be in agriculture. You look around and it's a gorgeous weather forecast for February, and we've got 70s and warm, and things are just starting to. And then you look at the calendar, it's like, you know, I better wait a little bit because it's February still, and we can still get a lot of snow, and we could still have a lot of rain. We can still have a lot of damage if we do things in the wrong order at the wrong time. So exercising a little bit of patience is hard. So typically when we get in that mindset, it's, okay, what else can I do? Can I market or haul grain or do this, that? And then that's not a positive thing to look at right now either. So it's a tough time to be in agriculture. I just, as I always say, reach out to your local elevators, reach out to your people to help you with marketing. There is a carry in this market, and we can help take advantage of that if we work together. So, yeah, and then shout out to all the guys calving right now in the livestock industry, because it's been a fairly mild winter for that. It's been thankful, but it's the constant fight of the mud right now, I think, if you're calving in February and March. So good luck with all of that.
And, I mean, you do bring up the good point of it being February, because even just looking at the forecast, 70 and then a chance of snow the next day.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know I've got some guys talking about starting some anhydrous, and I've been seeing some gas go on and some field work being done, and it's just one of those, it's not a bad time to be doing things, but if you're not in a huge hurry, I would probably advise to wait a little bit before this rain gets through and then clears off, and then maybe we can see what happens.
All right, well, Gina, let's look on the managerial side of Farm Bureau. What's going on for you?
Yeah, a few reminders we wanted to be sure to touch on today as going over the calendar. March gets pretty busy for us. But before that, we wanted to send out our final reminder that as of a week from yesterday, scholarship applications are due. So we have both our Warren Henderson Farm Bureau Foundation scholarship that is due February 29th, as well as the Evelyn K. Titus Memorial Scholarship that the Farm Bureau oversees. Those applications are both due next Thursday, February 29th. There's an extra day this year with leap year. As you can imagine, there will be quite a bit of activity that we will receive in the next week. But for those scholarships, there's information on our website, whfarmbureau.org. The foundation scholarship is for those members or dependents who are continuing their education in an agricultural field of study. And those, you can be a senior going into college, you can currently be in college. We have renewal scholarships. And so please check out, we have both the guidelines and the application on our website. And then for the Evelyn K. Titus Scholarship, those scholarships are for students going into agriculture or a consumer economics related field of study. Again, information on our website. We very much encourage people to apply for these scholarships. I know we talk about it all the time, but our foundation is something that we're very proud of, and we like to be able to support students. So if you have any questions, any information, please contact our office, and we will be happy to help with those.
And it's a busy time for those students as well. I mean, if seniors working on end of year, getting ready for college, and the ones that are still in school right now, halfway through, we're in the last semester of the year. So kind of wrapping up the year a little bit, what advice do you have for students going through a lot of this right now as they try to get their scholarship applications in?
It's the best dollar per hour you'll ever work in your life. We have a pretty strong foundation. You know, we typically give around between $1,000 and $1,200, and our scholarship is not too rigorous of questioning. So you spend about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and you could potentially get paid $1,200. So if you just break that down, you know, $1,000 for an hour of work, I would make that trade any day as an adult. I know sometimes convincing an 18-year-old can be a little challenging that way, but I mean, that's just how I like to think of it. It's worth the time to do this, especially with the cost of colleges going up as it is and all the issues we can have with that. It needs to be a priority because it will make a big difference in your life, whether you realize it now or not.
And just to add to that, we also do have on our website a link of a page we've put together of other local, not necessarily local, but scholarships that we know of, as well as some internships. So we just have that to encourage people to look at all the opportunities that are available. I think it's very wonderful that there is such strong support for agriculture and others. And as Jake mentioned, I know something we've talked about with our foundation is a lot of kids realize the support that's given to them now, but especially in the future. And when they get older and they decide to give back, I think the impact can be seen there as well.
Anything else coming up?
Yes, I wanted to be sure to mention on March 5th, Extension is hosting a Farm Secession program. This will take place at the Warren Henderson Farm Bureau Auditorium in Monmouth, and this will be from 10 a.m. to noon, and it will be taught by Kevin Brooks, who is a farm business management and marketing educator for Extension. And I know farm secession is always a topic of interest to many people in the area, and it's something I talk about or get a lot of questions about. So I wanted to be sure to promote this event for Extension. And if you have any questions or would like to register, if you could give the Extension offices a call at 734-5161 or 924-1163. Again, this is a farm secession program March 5th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Farm Bureau Auditorium in Monmouth. So we wanted to be sure to help encourage people to attend that. And then other than that, we also are helping sponsor and put on there's going to be a storm spotter training on Tuesday, March 12th. also at our auditorium in Monmouth from 6:30 to 8:30. So I know the fire department is putting this on, and we wanted to help them host this. This two-hour class is free and open to the public. And if you have any questions, you can contact Fire Chief Casey Rexroth at the Monmouth Fire Department. But this class will kind of go over weather hazards and the general structure and movement of severe thunderstorms. So if that is of interest to anyone, that is Tuesday, March 12th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Warren Henderson Farm Bureau Auditorium in Monmouth. Other than that, like I said, we have a busy month. We'll have our third grade Ag Day for Kids in March. Our Women in Ag Conference is March 22nd. I won't touch too much on that. I know we have, and there's commercials running. And then, of course, there's roundtables to end the month. So I think it's going to be a very busy month trying to squeeze in last meetings and conferences before the busy spring season of planting begins.
All right. And before we go today, it is National FFA Week, and I know a couple of you were saying that you were FFA members. Mm-hmm. What impact has FFA had in your careers?
Between just the network of people you meet throughout the state, that for me was invaluable. Having went to school in Iowa and came back and getting involved with Farm Bureau, it's like, oh, hey, I remember you from high school. Oh, hey, I remember you from these events and this crop judging and this. I mean, that is an invaluable skill, as well as just the public speaking skills you develop there. And then just being a part of something bigger than yourself. I feel like a lot of people are missing that in their life, and they don't understand that until they join an organization that instills that service mentality of serving a community and not focusing on yourself. Those are great attributes that FFA has instilled into me personally. I'll let Ashlyn speak to her experience.
Yeah, I would say I didn't know what I was going to do like post high school and in college until like I took a natural resources class in high school through my FFA and was like, yeah, that's it. Like, that's what I'm gonna go after. And I would just echo Jake with like the relationships. Me was a little different. I went to school at University of Illinois, so I was surrounded by other FFA members. I lived in an agriculture sorority while I was at school, so you know, we had girls that were serving as section presidents, or girls that had to defer a year because they were serving in state office, which was really cool to just be, you know, still so surrounded and in that organization. As well as, you know, you get so much public speaking, you get job interview, you know, just the contest that FFA puts on where you're focusing on a different skill and kind of building that in their skills that you continue to use well into adulthood just makes it a great organization to be a part of.
Well, thank you. And you guys, we appreciate your support of FFA because you guys are on our FFA sponsor list for our promos going on with our students in our local community. So thank you to the Warren Henderson Farm Bureau. But yeah, anything else we want to talk about and touch on today?
I do have one last thing. I'd just like to thank Gina for the many years of service and everything you've done and built here at the Warren Henderson Farm Bureau. You've done a great job, and you will be missed. So I'll probably be calling you in a couple years to be a board member, but we'll just leave that for later.
And I wanted to add, too, that I wanted to just thank everyone both in this room. Jake's been wonderful the last many years that I've gotten to work with him through Farm Bureau. But I also just wanted to thank all you listeners out there for all the support that you have given me, as well as the Warren Henderson Farm Bureau. I know we're not often able to get into the nitty-gritty details of Farm Bureau and all that we do, but as I mentioned, I'm very proud of the organization and what we try to do for our members and farmers and agriculture, and I'm excited for Ashlyn to get to dig in and to see that. I've heard wonderful things about Ashlyn, and I think anyone that spends 5 minutes talking with her is going to be very impressed and know that Farm Bureau is in good hands. So just want to thank everyone for their support, and I'm very excited for the future of Warren Henderson Farm Bureau, and there are good things to come.
Well, thank you guys, and yes, we will miss you on our weekly meetings here.
Well, thank you.
Well, monthly, actually.
Monthly, yep.
I mixed it up. It's fine. It's usually not me.
I'll be tuning in to listen now, so I'll be excited.
Oh, and you can still keep up to date with what's going
That's
on.
That's exactly right.
That's Gina Sandberg, Jake Armstrong, and Ashlyn Quinn, the new manager of the Warren Henderson Farm Bureau, right here on AM 1330 FM 95.7 WRAM.